currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. In Kirkland, we are minutes from sandy shores and hillsides of conifers. One bike ride can take us through wetlands and uplands, along salmon-bearing streams and grassy fields. But when calamity comes, those natural features come to us, whether we like it or not. In the Totem Lake, Lakeview, and Juanita neighborhoods, that calamity is liquefaction, triggered by an earthquake that stirs the earth into quicksand. In the Market and Houghton neighborhoods, that calamity is most likely a landslide. In Finn Hill and Bridal Trails, it's wind. Any of these events could cut residents off from food, power, and emergency response. And in those times, neighbors become first responders, whether they know it or not. This is the purpose of the Map Your Neighborhood program, a program aimed at gathering neighbors to create emergency plans in times of natural disasters. The national program began in Washington State, but it has been particularly successful here. Since 2008, 54 neighborhood groups have hosted Map Your Neighborhood meetings, spanning more than 1,200 households. And in 2010, FEMA honored Kirkland with its National Citizen Corps Achievement Award. We thank you for your time and dedication to the program and appreciate your efforts to continue making the Citizen Corps program a critical element of local preparedness and emergency management, the award letter said. At these meetings, residents discuss emergency communications, the two principles of CERT, and the 9 principles of Map Your Neighborhood. But they also tend to learn something else.
Oh yeah, I think it's a good deal. I mean, first time I met my neighbors.
By the end of the 2-hour training, neighbors have plans for the unplanned emergencies.
I think it went very well. I really like the fact that the neighbors participated, where we could break down some of the duties and so on for each session. I thought the neighbors did really well. The group was fantastic. They participated. They followed instructions. They were encouraged. They seemed to like what we were doing.
To learn more, visit kirklandwa.gov and type Map Your Neighborhood in the search bar. More than 700 people have already responded to Bellevue's online survey about transit ridership since it came out on February 16th. But Bellevue's administrators are still looking for more perspective from residents of Kirkland and the East Side in general. Bellevue's transportation planners hope the survey, which runs through March 23rd, will give them a more complete perspective on how, where, and why people use the regional transit system. This perspective is vital to planners who are bracing for possible cuts to Metro in the near term and who are planning with Sound Transit for light rail in the long term. The near-term cuts, about 600,000 hours worth, might occur if King County does not find a sustainable revenue source in funding. And this is a problem for cities who are trying to figure out how to accommodate more traffic with the same amount of space. Old solutions, such as building new lanes, are no longer feasible or affordable in developed urban centers. This is why planners are turning to buses, bikes, and pedestrian paths. If you want to take the online survey, visit the website below. You may be eligible to win a prize. The Moreland Substation delivers electricity to 150,000 East King County residents. If 2 of the 3 transmission lines fail, the lights go out for everybody. This is a result of residents' increasing demand for electricity. And that demand is making Puget Sound Energy's current system unreliable. To solve this problem, Puget Sound Energy decided to build 4 miles of an additional line that begins at the Sammamish substation on Willows Road and continues through Kirkland into Juanita at the Juanita substation. The unresolved question is, how will it get there? What route will the line follow? As Citizen Advisory Group and Kirkland City staff members have met twice since last fall to consider 30 possible routes, and they've narrowed the options down to 3. From this point, Puget Sound Energy officials will study each of those recommendations and present them to the public at 2 public meetings in April. By this summer, Puget Sound Energy will announce the line's route and begin designing and constructing it. By the end of 2013, the new transmission line will be in place. To learn more, visit pse.com. Registration is now open for spring softball. This year, Kirkland has 4 different leagues, a co-ed league and 2 men's leagues. The seasons for each of these leagues is 16 games over an 8-week period. The 4th league is sort of experimental for Kirkland's Parks and Recreation Department. This year, for the first time, it is offering a Chicago-style league that plays with a 16-inch softball, which is much larger than the 12-inch standard. The balls are substantially softer, so players don't need mitts to field them. They are easier to hit, but harder to hit far. And that's the point. Back in the late 1800s, when this version of the game originated, people could play this game with little space and equipment. This was certainly the case in densely populated Chicago during the Depression. Nowadays, Chicago-style softball is popular on the East Coast for its focus on small ball strategy, as opposed to strategies based on big hits. To sign up or for more information, visit kirklandparks.net. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.